From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. European foreign ministers have urged Turkey to open its border to Syrian refugees. EU officials are asking Ankara to open a border crossing where tens of thousands of Syrian civilians arrived this week, fleeing a massive government offensive in Aleppo province. EU foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini said Saturday that Europe's support for Turkey is intended to help the country handle the influx of refugees.
The support that the European Union is providing to Turkey, among others, is aimed exactly at guaranteeing that Turkey has the means, the instruments, the resources to protect and to host people that are seeking asylum.
Turkey's foreign minister Mevlut Cavusoglu said outside the meeting that his country will keep an open-door policy for people fleeing aggression from the Syrian government and Russian airstrikes. However, the main border crossing near the Turkish city of Kilis remains shut to refugees who are being sent to camps on the Syrian side. As many as 55,000 people are descending on the Turkish border. A temporary tent city has been set up on the Syrian side of the border to house them. Syria's foreign minister Walid al-Mualim has warned Saudi Arabia not to send troops to his country, threatening during a press conference Saturday that troops would be sent back home in coffins. Mualim insisted the Syrian government would not agree to any ceasefire on the ground as long as Islamic State, al-Qaeda, and other terrorist groups continue to fight in the country. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.